It is time for Sarah's Wiki Corner, today brought to you by Top to Bottom for your emergency roof repair. Make your first call to Top to Bottom. They specialize in emergency repairs and are backed by the knowledge and expertise to fix any roof issue they encounter. You might have noticed with the rain yesterday, more rain coming tonight. Watch out for those damp spots on your ceiling and call John at Top to Bottom for an expert evaluation today, 338-9865. Sarah, what are we learning about today on your Wiki Corner?
So yesterday, Pat Sajak made
yes,
a big announcement
he did.
That he is retiring. After this next season
wow.
of Wheel of Fortune.
Unbelievable.
And it's one of those shows where I can't picture anybody else as the host of it.
Right.
And I felt the same way when Alex Trebek.
Jeopardy, right.
Yeah.
When he passed away.
When he passed away, right. But I do like Ken Jennings, as we've talked about. I do like Ken Jennings as
yes.
the host, but it's so weird without him there, and I feel like it's going to be the same without Pat there. Like, who are they going to replace him with?
They are so synonymous, not synonymous, but they're so associated,
yeah.
so in
sync.
In sync. No, is that it? with the show? They're
yeah.
just a part of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Merv Griffin conceived Wheel of Fortune using inspiration from the game Hangman,
oh, yeah.
Which he would play with his sister on family road trips.
Oh, yeah.
After he discussed the idea with his staff, they thought that the idea would work as a game show as long as it had a hook.
Oh, yeah.
So he decided to add a roulette-style wheel because he was always drawn to such wheels when he saw them at casinos. And they actually consulted an executive of Caesar's Palace to find out how to build such a wheel.
Is that right?
They
well,
did.
We know this because it's Fairport Canal Days. The Ide family of dealerships was right next to us.
Yeah.
They had a spinny wheel. Yeah, lying down the block waiting to just spin the wheel to win any old thing.
Yeah,
now, they
exactly.
were giving away some cool stuff, but still.
Yeah. The original host of Wheel of Fortune was Chuck Woolery, who hosted the series from its 1975 premiere until December 25th, 1981. Woolery's departure came over a salary dispute with show creator Merv Griffin, and his contract was not renewed.
Oh, okay.
Pat Sajak, who had already hosted two game show pilots in 1980, accepted the position and made his debut on December 28th, 1981. Griffin said that he chose Sajak because of his odd sense of humor.
Oh, that's very nice.
He's got an odd sense of humor.
Nice way to say it.
NBC president and CEO Fred Silverman objected as he felt Sajak, who at the time was a weatherman for KNBC in Los Angeles,
oh, yeah.
was too local. For a national audience.
Well,
boy, was he wrong.
Yeah.
Griffin countered by telling Silverman he would stop production if Sajak was not allowed to become host,
wow.
and Silverman ended up acquiescing.
Holy
so,
cow.
Yeah.
So Merv Griffin
he
felt
really
pretty strong
about
this. He really
wanted Pat Sajak.
All right.
He knew.
He knew.
He just knew.
He could see some people, they just got an eye for that, you know?
Yeah. Sajak hosted the daytime series until January 9th, 1989, when he left to host a late-night talk show for CBS.
Oh.
The Pat Sajak show was not a success.
No.
It just lasted 15 months.
Yeah.
But Pat Sajak's deal called for him to be paid for 2 years, regardless of whether the show made it that far or not. And his salary was $60,000 a week. So
well, that's
he
all
made
right.
out pretty good.
In 19, what was that?
In 1989.
Wow, that's a lot of money.
So he made out pretty good, despite the show being a complete failure.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, right.
Susan Stafford was the original hostess, serving in that role from the premiere until October of 1982. After Stafford left to become a humanitarian worker, over 200 applicants signed up for a nationwide search to be her replacement. Merv Griffin eventually narrowed the list to three finalists, which consisted of Summer Bartholomew, Vicky McCarty, and Vanna White, who all co-hosted the show over a period of several weeks. In December 1982, Griffin named Vanna as Stafford's successor, saying that he felt she was capable of activating the puzzle board letters better than anyone else who had auditioned.
Well, you know.
You know what? She's great at it.
She is great at it.
She is fantastic.
And now you don't really have to do a whole lot. But back then you had to turn
You had to actually
letters.
Turn the letters. Right now she just touches it.
Touches it.
But you gotta, it's still...
Do you think she really has to touch it? I don't think she has to.
Probably
I don't
not.
Think it's just,
you think it's all an act?
I think somebody,
Yeah. Sajak and White have starred on the syndicated version continuously as host and hostess since it began, except for very limited occasions. And Vanna has never worn the same dress twice.
Wow.
That's a lot of outfits.
She and
over
I have
the
that
years.
In common.
Does she? Do you? Yeah.
Well, okay. Have you ever seen me in the same dress
I
twice?
Have. Oh, the same dress twice? No.
No, of course
not
you
the
haven't.
Same dress.
Of
no.
You haven't. No.
Wheel of Fortune typically employs a total of 100 in-house production personnel.
Doing what? I mean, oh, good.
Cameramen and such, I guess?
Yeah.
Producers, directors. set designers.
Set
I don't know.
I'm really not sure. Yeah.
Altogether, the wheel weighs approximately 2,400 pounds.
Jeez.
The wheel, including its light extensions, is 16 and a half feet in diameter.
Oh, wow.
The biggest prize ever won on the show was over $1 million. Autumn Earnhardt won herself $1,030,340 back in May of 2013 when she guessed the phrase tough workout with only four letters on the board.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
She wasn't the first contestant to win $1 million, but she does hold the record for the most total winnings in a single appearance.
Wow, good for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wheel of Fortune ranks as the longest running syndicated game show in the United States with more than 7,000 episodes taped and aired. With Sajak returning for his 36th season back in 2018, he became the longest running host of any game show, surpassing Bob Barker, who of course hosted The Price is Right from 1972 until 2007.
Yeah, see, that's another guy, right? You watched The Price is Right back in the day, and Bob Barker was the host, and you thought when he left, you never find anybody to host it.
Yeah.
And quite frankly, I
was going to say,
I don't really think.
Yeah.
I know Drew Carey's been doing it a long time. It's just not the same.
Not the same.
They didn't do it. But you like Ken Jennings hosting
on
like the Jeopardy.
I do like Ken Jennings, yeah. All right. Not as much as Alex, obviously.
No.
But.
Well, if you're listening and you think somebody, you think you know somebody who'd be good, not just like your buddy next door, but somebody who'd
a
be good.
A celebrity.
A celebrity, perhaps. Or somebody we all know who will be good at hosting Wheel of Fortune. Text us in studio, 222-4000. We'd love to know. You go ahead, Sarah. What song did you pick out to go along with Pat Sajak?
So we're going
to
play Spinning Wheel by Blood, Sweat, and Tears.
We will do it. Sarah, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Legends 102.7, the biggest hits in the history of the world. This is the part where the song just falls apart at the end. Blood, Sweat, and Tears, Spinning Wheel. Sarah, do you remind us why did we just play that record?
Because we were talking about Wheel of Fortune and Pat Sajak, because he just announced that he is retiring after this next season.
He's got this year and then next year.
Yeah, right? I think it's the new season starts in September.
Okay, so a little bit more time with Pat Sajak. Let's recap three things we must take away from today's Wiki Corner. Are you ready?
Ready.
Ready, go.
Okay, NBC originally thought Pat Sajak was too local to host Wheel of Fortune.
Altogether, the wheel weighs around 2,400 pounds.
And Pat Sajak is the longest running host of any game show.
Look at that. And how many years? 40, was it 40?
30.
Okay,
yeah,
that's all right.
Yeah, 41, I think is.
I didn't mean to put you on the spot. So we were talking during that wonderful record, and I mentioned, as far as celebrities go, who Ryan Reynolds. Now, I will say I can only take Ryan Reynolds because, and I love sarcasm. I mean, he's got so much of it. I can only take him in small doses, but he seems like he'd be very quick on his feet. I think he'd be funny with people, but he's way too big
he's
of a
too,
star
yeah.
to do that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's going to be that's a big role to fill.
You mentioned that when they had people guest hosting on Jeopardy, they had some big names who you thought who'd be great, like
Katie
Couric.
You said
she was a little awkward to watch.
Yeah, not great.
Yeah.
So
it's all you gotta be a people
and that's
person.
Why I think I like Ken Jennings, because he's very personable and he's really good with the contestants.
Yeah. It's not acting. You have to be genuine.
So I don't know.
And quick on
gotta
your
be just
too.
The right person.
Yeah, it does. All right, folks want to learn more about Pat Sajak. Where do they go, Sarah? What do they do?
You can go to my wiki blog. That's if you go to legends1027.com on the homepage, there is a link that takes you to my blog where I post everything I talk about every day.
Also, should point out, Pat Sajak appeared in the movie Airplane 2.
He did.
Where he played a Buffalo weatherman.
Yes.
On television, right? Yes. Buffalo weatherman?
Buffalo
newscaster?
Newscaster,
right. Okay.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Right. Wonderful. Well, Sarah, thanks so much for sharing today. Appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Back again tomorrow, fresh episodes.
Absolutely.
Looking forward to it. First look at the ride with Ed Smith coming up in just a few minutes. Hopefully no tie-ups on 590 like yesterday. Oh, my. Forecast from Josh Nichols on the way, too, on Legends 102.7.